Today is National Microwave Oven Day.
Microwave.
The pocket microwave?
A walk-in microwave.
It's the perfect microwave.
Today is National Microwave Oven Day.
This is the microwave.
He's trying to microwave without a microwave.
No one really knows how a microwave works.
I'll put it in the microwave right away.
We have the same microwave.
Heat him up!
Yeah, heat it up, sure, whatever.
Showtime!
WQKX.
Yeah, let's heat up this show. Just put it in for 30 seconds on high. We'll be good.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Happy Monday. Let's do our weekend review. The weekend started on Thursday with Sunbury Late Shoppers Night. Then Friday was Lewisburg Late Shoppers Night. We have a chance for you to discover downtown Lewisburg and win. Santa Claus dropped off a bunch of gift cards. Your chance to win coming up this morning. What else on Friday? Oh, a most charming Selins Grove High School choir concert. Don't know who the choir director is. I didn't catch her name, but she was very energetic and very emotional, and the auditorium just came alive Friday night at Selins Grove. Thank you so much for the invite. I got to that. The last song of the concert was Invaded by Santa Claus and an Elf, which just made the whole night just super special. Saturday, I headed out to Williamsport to the Community Arts Center for the Nutcracker. That was put on by the St. John's School of Dance, and they did a wonderful job. Very excited by that. Yesterday, I was just going to lay around and watch football all day, but I realized that I hadn't done too much in the line of decorating, so I put up 3 Christmas trees and all the outdoor lights. I had to come back to work to relax this morning. Wow.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
I certainly hope you had a great weekend. Coming up next, Jimmy Fallon, what's new with Zoom and Skype? And we'll take several looks at National Microwave Oven Day. It's more important than you think.
Be a part of the show. Morgan in the Morning. The Ford Fun Line is always open. You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Zoom just rolled out a new feature called attendance status that makes it easier to see who's at a meeting and whether anyone showed up late. This is why they're changing the name from Zoom to NARC. And now Skype is trying to capitalize on this. That's right. Their new motto is Skype, where snitches get stitches.
Morgan in the Morning.
Happy Microwave Day, everyone. The microwave oven. How many of us just take advantage of it now? We never see how important it was. What a great invention it was. A history maker. Now we just go, yeah, I'm warming up in the microwave, whatever. I have one single cup of coffee a day. That happens at 4 a.m. By 4:45, I'm out of the shower, shaved, ready to go. My coffee is cooled. So this morning, I pop it in the microwave for 25 seconds, and I have instant hot coffee again. And I said to my bee, that lovely woman, I said, hey, look at this. My coffee is delicious and hot again, thanks to the microwave. She looked at me like, what? Yeah, the microwave. It goes way back. When did you get yours? In the 70s? How about 1968, when a British reporter doubted it all?
Open the microwave oven door, place it on the grill, shut the door, which starts the cooking process. And that, I'm told, will take about 70 seconds. So while I'm waiting, a word perhaps with Mr. George Langdon, one of the men who are marketing this machine. Well, how soon is it going to be in the housewife's kitchen, Mr. Langdon?
We estimate it should be in the housewife's kitchen within about a year to 18 months.
What's the cost going to be?
The cost should be in the region of 100 to 120 pounds, but again, this is a thing of the future.
This seems an awful lot to pay, if you don't mind me saying, for a cooker which won't actually brown food. You can't have roast your Yorkshire pudding or anything like that with it.
True, it doesn't actually brown, but it doesn't mean to say that you won't be able to have roast Yorkshire pudding. It will possibly be a unit incorporated within the housewife's normal cooking.
There it is.
But she will still be able to do her own cooking.
If you can't make Yorkshire pudding in it, then it's a piece of crap. And now we all have one. Happy birthday to the microwave.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Viral comedy on the way. When you get under your front porch to battle a skunk,
I'm going to win this war.
No, you're not going to win this war. You fight a skunk, the skunk usually wins.
I'm serious.
Viral video coming up next.
Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
Okay, listen to it now. Look it up later, depending on what you're doing right now. A man goes viral when he goes to war with the skunk under the front porch.
I'm going to win this war.
No, you're not.
I got a tail raised.
Back up. You're good.
No, I'm going
to
get him.
No, please don't. I'm serious.
I'm going to get him. Oh, he stinks so bad.
Is he spraying right now?
I don't know, but he stinks. Yeah, he's spraying.
There it is.
Come on, dude. Let me just move you. I'm going to give you a new home.
Dude?
Sorry, I can't go no more.
You can't go no more. That spray is toxic, man. You go to war with a skunk, you lose. It's that simple. And quite a mashup, Twisted Sister and Mariah Carey, just in time for Christmas. Sounds good so far. All I want for Christmas is Twisted Sister.
We're not gonna take it. No, we ain't gonna take it.
I love
viral
it!
Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning. 94KX. Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
It's Monday morning and so much more than NFL football happened.
Morgan in the Morning. 94.1 WQKX.
Another week of NFL yesterday. More than just NFL, though. First, you Eagles fans. I love you guys. Yeah, we're playing good. Fly, Eagles, fly. Dude, you beat the Jets. Take it easy. And then Steeler fans blowing up my phone yesterday during the first half of the Ravens-Steelers game. The officiating in this game sucks. They're rooting for the Ravens. And I'm like, are you kidding me? They're playing in Pittsburgh. Those officials want to get out of the stadium alive. Then in the end, with 12 seconds left, Pittsburgh wins. The same people get on social media, Steelers! Yeah! Meanwhile, my own Ravens fans are like, time to fire Harbaugh. Poor coaching decision. No, it's called rivalry. I loved it. 12 seconds left. You have a chance to tie the game or win it. You go for the win. And it failed and they lost. They play again in 2 weeks. Take it easy, Steeler fans. Take it easy. But my game of the day was the Detroit Lions beating the Minnesota Vikings. Who cares, right? Well, no, it was Detroit's first win of the year. They're now 1-10-1, and their coach, Dan Campbell, dedicating the ball.
The first thing I'm going to start with, this game ball goes to the whole Oxford community. All those were affected. And that being said, man, I want us to not forget these names, Madison Baldwin, Hannah St. Juliana, Justin Schilling, Tate Muir, Phoebe Arthur, John Ashutu, Riley France, Elijah Mueller, Kylie Osigi, Aiden Watson, and Molly Darnell, who's a teacher. Those names, for all those, will never be forgotten, and they're in our hearts, in our prayers, and all the families, and not to mention all those that were affected by all of this.
That was more than a football game.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Happy Microwave Oven Day! Yeah! We're celebrating the microwave oven today. Go to our Facebook page and check it out. What do you use your microwave for? It's such a given anymore. When back in the 70s, it was quite the invention for the housewife.
Now there's Ward's incredible microwave oven. It'll defrost, simmer, bake. It has a removable browning element. There's a temperature probe.
Cooks a complete meal for four in less than an hour. It makes a cook's life easy. Of course, good help is still hard to find.
WQKX.
That good help hard to find would be hubby coming in the front door from work. That was a funny 1970s TV commercial. Morgan in the Morning with your chance to win coming up next. Can I get some hot cider? Some Civil War cider from downtown Lewisburg? Can I? It'll make this show flow, man. Discover downtown Lewisburg with Morgan in the Morning next.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
Speaking of not costing a thing, Santa Claus dropped a sack of gift cards here, and he wants you to discover downtown Lewisburg, as in Civil War cider. Yum!
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
We'll snatch up a random caller. You got $50 worth of gift cards from Civil War Cider. Check them out at CivilWarCider.com. Also on the way, late night TV, Fallon talks about NFL fake vac cards. Whoa!
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
We have another winner.
Woo! 94KX. Hi, who's this?
Hi, it's Lori Walters.
Hi, Lori. How you doing today?
I'm doing amazing. How are you?
Well, I'm going to slip you some cider. You're going to feel even better about the holidays.
Woo-hoo! Yeah. I love that place.
Oh, do you? Good. That's You've awesome. Tried it out before. Anybody who's never tried it, go to CivilWarCider.com and check it out. The place is great. Rob and the crew are great. And, of course, hot cider. Well, you Christmas shop, nothing like it, right, Lori?
Absolutely.
All right.
It is. It's an amazing place.
Yes, it is. Santa's got $50 worth of gift cards for you to Civil War Cider, and you're qualified for the grand prize. We'll draw that Friday, December 17th. That's worth almost $400. Not bad, huh?
Wow. That's awesome. 94KX.
It is indeed awesome. Discovering downtown Lewisburg with Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
94KX.
Guys, the NFL just suspended three players, including Tampa Bay Buccaneers star receiver Antonio Brown, for turning in fake vaccine cards. The NFL got suspicious when under doctor it said Aaron Rodgers.
Morgan in the Morning.
Winning over audiences across America.
Birthday buddies.
Yay! Hurrah!
Birthday buddies.
You are wonderful. You make my day.
Birthday buddies.
Every day.
And go! And go! You'll know this one, Lynn Hall. I know you will.
I will. All right. Right
oh, by
off
the way,
the bat.
Happy Monday. Thanks for coming in.
No problem.
Do you have something in the microwave? It's National Microwave
No,
Day.
I don't.
Well, go warm something
okay,
up.
Okay, I'll just put a cup of water in there for no reason.
I was thinking hot toddy, but anyway.
Oh, okay.
All right, happy birthday to Johnny Football Manziel.
Okay.
You remember him? Mm-hmm. He was like, he won the Heisman. He was going to be the greatest thing.
Yeah,
then
yeah.
Then he went to Cleveland and...
That was the end of that.
End of career.
Right.
He's 29 years old today. His football career might be over, but I did see him at the Turkey Hill on Front Street in Sunbury. He was serving up slushies the other day. Good guy. Good guy. Andrew Cuomo celebrating a birthday. He and his brother Chris are on the cheese line.
Yeah, so, really.
Yeah, see you guys later.
Those two, get out.
Peter Buck.
Okay. Peter Buck.
R.E.M.?
There you go.
There you go.
The name was, it was rolling around in my head, and I'm thinking, who is that? Yes.
Every time I try to beat you on one, I can't do it. And I could have been. Anyway, he's the man in the corner.
He is.
He's the man in the corner.
He is. Losing, I think he's the one playing the mandolin on that.
That's right. Yes. Very good. And finally, one of my favorite comedians, Stephen Wright, is celebrating a birthday, and you and I both enjoy Stephen, right?
He's the best.
He's driving down the street past the gas station. There are two signs in the window, help wanted, self-service. So I went in and hired myself.
Sounds good, right?
There
you go.
Oh, that's funny.
Those are the celebrity birthdays. Cue the music.
There we go.
There it is.
Thanks, computer.
Now it's time for the locals. We call
it's
them
birthday buddies.
You bet it is, Lynn. Happy birthday to Carissa Herman. She's from Seals Grove, and she is Lordy. She's 40.
Jade Mertz, 65 today.
Happy birthday, Jenna Ocker. She's from Sunbury, 44.
Jennifer Good from Cole Township, 38 today.
Jordan Persing from Mount Carmel, 26.
Happy birthday, Kathy Kistner, 69 today.
Kimberly Wolf is 39 today.
Michael Engel is 27 today.
Happy birthday to Natasha Hotsapple. She's 35.
Scott Laubach from Elysburg, 61 today.
Stephanie Kondo is 35.
Happy birthday, Tammy Kemp from Middleburg, 47 today.
Tara Deckard from Mount Pleasant Mills is 47 as well.
And Timothy Cole today is 58.
Happy birthday, Facebook messaged in this morning.
Oh, good.
To a fifth grade teacher at Seelands Grove. And we have to call him Mr. because he's a teacher.
That's right.
He's not just Brett Arnold. He's Mr. Arnold. Mm-hmm. Mr. Arnold. Yeah, fifth grade teacher. That was messaged in. Nobody on the Ford Fun Line today, but you could use that or Facebook Messenger. Mm-hmm.
Facebook Messenger's fine. You can snail mail it. You can email it. There's so many things.
I was recently reminded that I should check the email more often.
Oh, all right. Well,
so
okay.
There you go.
Make sure you do that.
We will do it every day at about this time.
It's birthday buddies. WQKX.
coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
More talk about the microwave oven. It's very important.
We love microwaves.
It sits in your kitchen.
We won't be able to eat.
Yes, you ignore it. Maybe you just use it for simple tasks, but it's very important.
It's a very important part of our lives.
We are celebrating Microwave Oven Day.
Like,
go to our Facebook page. Look at the picture of the microwave I posted up. It's like an original. It's OG.
Wow.
If you have one of those, you might want to trade it in.
Exactly. It might be leaking a little bit, don't you think, after all this time? Just a little bit.
And we're not talking about leaking water.
No.
Yeah. Yes. Hey, good news is coming up.
Morgan in the Morning.
Good news.
Movie Mike's in the house. All the leftovers gone, buddy?
Yeah, I think they are all gone.
I haven't seen you in a while. I hope they are.
Yeah, I think if they are still in the fridge, they should be gone by now.
Good. Don't stick them in the microwave. Today is National Microwave Day. Remember what a big deal they were when they first came out?
Oh, absolutely. It was huge.
And now you're like, stick it in the microwave for 20 seconds. I don't think anybody cooks anything in the microwave anymore. I think it's just for, like, heating something up.
That's all I do with it.
Yeah, me too. Go to our Facebook page and let us know. In the meantime, there is a channel for that somewhere.
Now on the Cooking Channel, Cooking for Stoners, here's your host, Craven Moorhead.
Okay, on today's show, we're going to prepare a delicious late-night snack.
Oh, good, good.
First, take the microwave popcorn bag and place it in the microwave.
What?
Next, push the timer for 2 to 3 minutes.
Okay.
When it's done, take the bag out, open it, pour it into a bowl. Be careful.
What?
The bag's going to be super hot,
so you might want to wait a few.
Bon appetit.
Cooking for Stoners, only on the Cooking Channel.
Who wants to hear some good news?
You've heard the news.
Just so I know, is it good news or bad news?
Oh, it's good news. No, it's definitely good news.
It's some good news.
Oh, Tommy, it's good news.
Let's hear it!
Now, the good news.
'Tis the season to adopt a pet, okay? Adopt. Go to the animal shelters. Don't buy a puppy. And if you are adopting, adopt and don't get rid of your other dog. That's just a tragedy. But then there's a woman on TikTok who adopts just in time for the holiday, and she doesn't understand why her adopted chihuahua doesn't understand anything she's saying. Well, you start to wonder why.
He sits when you have a treat in his hand, not when you say sit. He knows what a crate is, and he walks really well on a leash. So it seems he has some training, but he won't listen to us. So we're trying to get him to sit, trying to get him to do this stuff for weeks, and we can't figure out why he won't listen to us. We figured it out. He only speaks Spanish.
Now, that's no racial joke there. The chihuahua only understands Spanish. It makes sense, doesn't it, Mike?
It does make sense. If that's who trained you, somebody who spoke Spanish, what else would it know?
There you go.
It's a dog.
And it doesn't have to be a chihuahua. If you speak Spanish, no matter what your dog is, he'll understand Spanish. So she is learning Spanish so she can keep the dog. That's good news. Hey, speaking of good news, we've got our Here for Good, and it's doing some good. Another woman from Milton, thanks to the Salvation Army. She is unemployed, and she has children. And she says her 12-year-old wants a pair of Nike shoes. They're on the way, thanks to you and your contribution.
This is good news.
Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
Here for Good, campaign.org. That's all you need to know.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Yeah, Movie Mike's in the house. That means it's Monday and he's got the entertainment report.
Well, there's a funny story about Octavia Spencer and her ghost.
Her ghost?
She has a ghost.
Well, she could have a Spanish-speaking chihuahua. You never know. Stand by. The entertainment report is next.
Morgan in the Morning. And now, with all the dirt from Hollywood, here's Movie Mike with a 94KX entertainment report.
All right, let's welcome this evening's entertainment.
So by now, we've all heard that story that Will Ferrell turned down $29 million to do an Elf sequel.
Crazy.
But, I know, it is crazy.
I would have done it. I would have done it.
I would have, too. I don't care how bad it would have been. But now, George Clooney can do him one better. Wait until you hear this story. Clooney recently turned down $35 million for a single day's work. It was an airline commercial, but he had ethical reasons to think twice, so he talked it over with his wife, who, of course, is an international human rights attorney, and they decided against it. Clooney said, quote, It was associated with a country that, although it's an ally, is questionable at times, and so I thought, well, if it takes a minute's sleep away from me, it's not worth it. You know you're rich when you can say $35 million, I'm going to pass.
That's one expensive public service announcement.
That really is, yes. I would take it. I don't care how questionable the country is. For $35 million, I'll do it.
I'd be standing alongside you.
I would do it for half that.
You and me in an airline commercial could be
good.
Yeah,
I would like to see that commercial.
<Me too. laughs>
Now, Oscar winner Octavia Spencer has revealed that the ghost of an unnamed old Hollywood Western film star is currently residing in her house. During an appearance on the Ellen DeGeneres Show on Friday, the Hidden Figures star opened up about the ghastly presence. She said, quote, "I grew up watching Westerns, and I bought this house, and it was owned by a guy who did Westerns, so I must have been a fan of his." Mm. Now, luckily, Spencer's ghost is of the friendlier Casper variety than those in Poltergeist, at least to her. She said, quote, "My ghost can haunt me, but he doesn't haunt me. We have boundaries." And that's good. Having boundaries with your ghost is a very good thing.
Might be hard with a Facebook follower or a boyfriend, but having boundaries with your ghost.
Boundaries with the ghost, very important. And looking at the box office, Disney's Encanto was number one again with $12.3 million. Ghostbusters Afterlife came in second with $10.3 million. House of Gucci was third with $6.7 million. The religious movie Christmas with the Chosen, The Messengers, had a very nice opening and limited release with $4 million. And The Eternals rounds out the top five with $3.8 million.
I've never told you this, Mike, but I have a ghost living in my house.
Do you?
And yeah, a movie producer ghost, too.
Really?
Yeah. And I don't want to talk too much about it, but all he keeps whispering to me is, take the $35
million. That's good advice from a ghost.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Ah, the hustle and bustle of the holidays. You need a break already? We got one, free, from BJ's. It's coming up.
The best songs on the radio.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Hustle and bustle of the season. I need a break. You need a break.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Time to take a break from BJ's. You heard it. 1-800-326-94KX. You win a pair of $20 gift cards. One for yourself, one for a stocking stuffer. I'm kind of liking the sound of that. 1-800-326-94KX. Good luck.
The
State Farm is there.
We have another winner. Woo!
94KX, hi, who's this?
It is Bill Balasong.
Hey, Bill, where are you from?
Beaver Springs, but right now I'm in Lakewood.
Oh, yeah? What are you doing there?
Picking my grandson up.
Isn't that cool to spend some time with the grandson at Christmas time?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, do you know what your grandson wants from Santa Claus yet? You kind of hint, you asking him questions to make sure he's taken care of?
Oh, yeah.
Attaboy, attaboy. All right, Bill, well, thanks for listening this morning. I got two $20 gift cards for you from BJ's.
Yes.
How's that?
All right.
Yeah.
That sounds great.
Take a break in all this hustle and bustle, all right, my friend?
Yes, sir.
You are a lucky man to be watching the grandkids.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Jimmy Fallon is on the way with One Weird Wedding. Tom's Top List and more. It's Morgan in the Morning.
94KX.
A bride in North Carolina went viral for celebrating her wedding with a mannequin of her husband because he got food poisoning on the big day. Their wedding was actually delayed twice because of COVID, and then the groom got food poisoning. And each time the bride said, "God, if I'm making a mistake, give me a sign."
Morgan in the Morning.
Presenting
Tom's Top List of the Day.
And you can use it anywhere.
Welcome to the goodie room.
Tom's Top List of the Day.
That's a disturbing mental image.
Tom's Top List of the Day.
Radio will not fail you, ladies and gentlemen. It will bring to you everything that is worthwhile.
Now let's get started.
If you're a parent and you are in a situation where you have to hide Christmas presents, you're not as smart as you think you are. According to a new survey, the most popular place to hide a Christmas gift is in a bedroom closet. The first place your kid will look? A bedroom closet. And the place where gifts are most commonly found? Yes, the bedroom closet. Now, the second most popular hiding spot is a spare bedroom, followed by a coat closet. Under the bed is up there, the trunk of a car, a spare drawer in a cabinet, the basement, the garage, and up in that scary attic. Some tougher spots to investigate include another person's house. Outside? Does that mean like outside? Yeah. And also a shed or a storage unit. 50% of people say they've had gifts hid and found. 50% claim they've been successful at hiding gifts. Just don't be the wrong 50%.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Happy National Microwave Oven Day. Remember when they were a big deal and now you just like, it's something that exists in the kitchen and maybe you don't use it. We asked you on Facebook. Tanisha says, I use mine for everything that doesn't go in the air fryer. Oh, nice idea. April says, hot pockets or warm-ups? Excellent idea. Jessica says, popcorn. I just warm my coffee. That's like it. What do you do with your microwave here in 2021? Let us know on Facebook. Late shopping in Sealands Grove.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Hey, one more late shopper's night. You're going to all of them, right? Sunbury last Thursday, Lewisburg on Friday. Tomorrow night, Sealands Grove, late night shopper's night. I always feel that's redundant, but that's how they say it. I always just say late shopper's night. No, no, it's a late night shopper's night because the businesses are opened late and it's an event. So it is Sealands Grove late night shopper's night and the chestnuts will be roasting in downtown Sealands Grove. Drew Kelly will be there. Look out for him for hot cider and chestnuts in the Sealands Grove Commons. That's tomorrow from 6 to 8 o'clock. Farmers market vendors, all your favorite shops, and let's just have a party. It happens tomorrow night. We've been doing them all.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Our parting shot today is Festivus. Where did it come from? It wasn't funny until Jerry Seinfeld said it was.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Our parting shot today comes from the show Seinfeld. One of my favorites of all time. But did you know the Seinfeld holiday Festivus was a real thing? It was made up by the alcoholic father of one of the show's writers, Danny O'Keefe. It's kind of a sad story, but it all worked out well. Our parting shot.
Growing up, myself and my two brothers were in a form of child abuse that yet wasn't recognized as such by the state of New York. Induced to perform seasonal rituals, just a very formalized setting for yelling at us. A holiday that was unique to our family. It didn't have a set date. It just happened whenever he felt like it.
Thanks for listening. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.